So I'm sure you've heard a lot lately that the real estate market here in Sonoma County has shifted. But my question is always, what does that really mean for the end consumer like yourself? Maybe someone who is a first-time home buyer, maybe someone who's selling their house for the very first time. You don't really know what certain words mean, like inventory or days on market or sale versus list price ratios. All of these sort of things. So in this week's video, I'm going to be diving deeper in all of these things. I'm also going to be jumping on the computer here and showing you where we were versus where we are today in hopes of giving you just a little bit more context. What's up, guys? My name is Danny M. Cronin. I'm a real estate agent here in beautiful Sonoma County with W Real Estate. And welcome to the Living in Sonoma County podcast, where you will be able to access basically everything you need to know about this beautiful county of ours, living in, moving to, things to avoid, and everything in between. This podcast is specifically for people who live in Sonoma County or plan to move to Sonoma County. So if that is you, make sure you subscribe to this channel, follow it, whatever platform you're listening on. I'm going to be releasing weekly content every single Friday. So don't miss that. Subscribe to the channel. And without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. Okay, so just jumping right into it here, I'm gonna kind of go over a couple different metrics that I think are very, very important. So the number one metric that I think is very important to be paying attention to is the days on market and sold versus list price ratio. So when we're talking about days on market here, this is when a listing goes live and it sits on the market until it goes into escrow. So days on market is from day one, active on the market, all the way up until it has an offer, and then through escrow. So normal escrow periods right now are about 30 to 45 days, depending on if there's financing and then what kind of financing there is. It can be conventional, FHA, VA, different types of loans, you know, make escrow a little bit longer or shorter. So with all of that being said here, I think it's important to see first that average days on market has gone up. Now, again, we are just rounding out August. So this is going to be the metric of July. So this is, as you can see, over the past couple of months, really since April, May, days on market has slowly started to tick up a bit here. So I think what we're really seeing here in the market now, we're seeing homes sit on the market for a little bit longer, but that's not necessarily always due to the rate increase, the interest rates going up recently. I think there's a lot of confusion in the market right now being because we did just come out of such a big seller's market where homes were going on the market and then just in like a couple of hours, there was like 15 or 20 offers. I mean, really in some cases that happened. So I think what we're starting to see here now, it's what's really, really interesting and it's what I've been preaching from the very tops of my lungs here, is it is very important to pick the right agent for the job now more than ever, specifically because if you price a home today, what you would have priced it 3, 4, 5 months ago, in some cases, even just 2 months ago, your home's going to sit on the market. And that's because the market was in a different place at that time, right? Interest rates were lower, inventory was lower. So homes were selling quickly. And to be quite frank, you didn't even necessarily have to be within the comp range suggested. You had to be somewhere in the ballpark and you were going to receive multiple offers. So what I think this attributes to when it comes to days on market now and why homes are sitting on the market a little bit longer is because people are pricing these homes where they would have priced them 6 months ago, where the market was just crazy. Interest rates were low. There was tons of buyers, nothing for sale. So things sold really, really quickly despite the list price. So something to pay attention to here. And again, this is Sonoma County, all of Sonoma County here. We're talking about average days on market. So right now homes are sitting for about 38 days in total. And as you can see down here at the bottom, you know, current versus previous month, it's going to show you kind of the changes there. Current versus same month a year ago, current versus same quarter 1 year ago. So as you can see, things are going up a little bit there. sale price versus original list price. So this is talking about what a home goes on the market at and then what a home sells at and what changes there. So as you can see from the bottom, so it's going to be at the very bottom here, far left, July 22 was 99, June 22, 102. So that's down 2.9%, meaning homes are having to have price reductions again based upon where agents are listing these homes. I think they're looking at comps a little too far back. So homes are overpriced coming onto the market, the new market that we're in now with interest rates up, and homes are sitting on the market. So both of these definitely go hand in hand. And I don't want to spend too much time here because I think there are more important things to be looking at. For example, we have average price versus average price for sale and sold prices. So this again is kind of something we talked about briefly, but I think it's worth mentioning again. So if we look at current versus previous month, we're gonna see average sold price is down 9%. Again, it's very important to kind of move with the market. And as interest rates are going up, you have to price your home competitively, because now when buyers are looking at homes versus when they were looking at homes 6 months ago, when you're looking at something at a 3% interest rate versus what you're looking at the same price, but now with an interest rate of 5, 6, 7%, whatever it is, you know, their offer price is going to come down based on where that interest rate is, because simply it's going to cost them more money for the same house. So if you're a seller thinking about selling, pricing your home at or even below small, like just a smidge under where comps are, I think is going to pay you dividends. It's going to help sell your home, not just quickly, but still a possibility of getting multiple offers just due to the pent up demand we still have. But you're only going to experience that if you price your home properly. So as you can see, current versus previous month, we're down 9%. I mean, that's a lot, right? This is just talking about 1 month ago. And then as you can see across the board, things are in the green. But for the most part, pricing your home properly right now is of utmost importance. So moving on to months of inventory. Now, this is an interesting one. Again, this is just Sonoma County's metric as a whole. Obviously, months of inventory vary not only city to city, but neighborhood to neighborhood. So if you're thinking about maybe possibly doing something one day, selling your home, buying your home, you're going to want to get a calculated number of months of inventory for your specific neighborhood. Now, that's something that can be done upon request. So definitely check that out when you're ready. But months of inventory. So what are we even talking about here when we are saying months of inventory? You hear agents throw these words around all the time. Months of inventory is now at 2, it's at 3, it's at 6. What does that mean? And then give me some context. So to give you some context here, right now, Sonoma County is at 2.1 months of inventory. What that means is if every home that's active on the market today were to go into contract, it would take a little over two months. These are averages, right? So you're going to see 2.1, 1.3, things like that. It's going to take a little over 2 months for all of those homes to cycle through the market and close. Really, that's not a lot of inventory, right? And another good way to look at months of inventory is 0 to 5 months is a seller's market. That means there's low inventory. There's a lot more buyers than there are homes for sale. So there's a huge imbalance there. So that's when you start seeing homes sell for over asking, multiple offers, and just crazy amounts, selling prices over that asking amount. So 0 to 5, seller's market. 5 to 6 months is a neutral market. So it's a pretty balanced market. About the same amount of homes for sale than there are people looking to purchase homes. And then anything 6 months and up is a buyer's market. And that means there's way too much inventory kind of flooding the market and not enough buyers. So buyers can kind of pick and choose. And that's when you see, you know, during the winter months is a really good example of this. Inventory in a normal market always kind of goes up a little bit. And then you start to see homes sell for under asking. Homes are taking over 100 days to sell. So, and that's typically what that's from. Obviously, these numbers vary. you know, not only when we have, you know, a huge pandemic on our hands, but also it's seasonal, right? Winter months, market's a little bit slower. Buyers have a lot of advantages. You know, springtime, more seller's market, a lot of competition for buyers. So these seasonal things really, really, really change the market's inventory. And to put that into context a little bit further, you can kind of see here. And over the past couple of months, you know, usually when interest rates do go up, people start to get scared. Sellers start to get scared. They put their home on the market. So you start to see inventory kind of go up a little bit. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. It's like as soon as the Fed announced rate hikes, we saw inventory, a huge uptick in inventory. And again, that's simply because sellers get scared. They don't know where things are going to land. They think it's going to get too expensive for buyers. So they are better off putting their home on the market now and waiting to see how things pan out. So always interesting. I'm a huge numbers guy. I love following and tracking all of these things. I think it's super important for not only buyers and sellers, but for myself as well, right? That I know all of these Sonoma County metrics only helps me in the future. So interesting to see a little uptick here in inventory. It's nothing too crazy. Again, it's like where we are today versus where we were 6 months ago. You know, 6 months ago, crazy hot seller's market, interest rates super low, good time for buyers to buy, but good luck getting your offer accepted just because inventory was so low. Now the tides have changed just a little bit. And I always like to give, I like to always like make, you know, where the market is today and who that market is best for. I think in today's market, the market is definitely for people either looking to move up or to downsize, right? Maybe you just had a family, you're looking to sell the home you're in now and get something a little bit bigger. And I say that because you can still sell your home. Obviously, we're only at 2 months of inventory, 2.1 months of inventory. So you're able to sell your home for top dollar. But when it comes time to purchase that next property, just due to where interest rates are, there's a lot less competition. You're not going to be up against 15 offers. You know, like I said, we saw days on markets kind of up there a little bit. So once homes sit on the market for a little bit longer, sellers get a lot more motivated. So they're willing to take these under asking offers. So I think a move up buyer or a move down buyer, or maybe even an investor who had a property who's willing to cut ties with it, be done, you know, they're over being a landlord, whatever the case is, I think this is the market for you. Also, it's a great time for first-time home buyers. Obviously, interest rates did come up a little bit, but we're talking, you know, around 5-6%. It's so funny when I hear people talk, they're like, Danny, I can't do it. You know, interest rates are at 5%. You know, I missed the boat when they were at 3%. Well, the question I have for you is, you know, if interest rates do continue to go up, what is your plan then? And also, I don't know if you remember, but I talk to people every single day on the phone. And, you know, there was once upon a time, there were people purchasing homes for 18% interest rate. I mean, that was a real thing pre 08 market crash. You know, rates were high as well then too. So interesting to kind of see where we are today and who this market is for. Again, I think there's a lot of opportunities for first-time home buyers. Not only are we seeing homes sit on the market a little bit longer, but there are definitely a lot of people willing to make a deal if they didn't price their home right in the beginning and now they're just kind of chasing the market, price reduction after price reduction. So interesting time there. I hope this video was helpful. Hopefully I didn't ramble on too long. But if it was helpful, please drop a comment below. Let me know what you thought about it. And if you want to know any more about the Sonoma County real estate market, if you want me to dive deeper in metrics, I'm happy to get on a Zoom call with you, meet you face to face, go over some of these numbers and see kind of, you know, where, what your plans look like in the future and see how I can help you. And that is going to wrap up this week's episode of the podcast, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please do me a huge favor, share it with someone who needs to hear it, whether that's someone who wants to move here or someone that currently lives here. I would really, really, really appreciate the share. And please don't forget, I make all this content, do all these things, but at the end of the day, I am a real estate agent here to serve you or maybe someone you know. So if you happen to know of anyone looking to move in or out of Sonoma County, I would love the referral. I greatly, greatly appreciate you guys. Please also make sure if you are a video person, check us out on YouTube. All you got to do is search Living in Sonoma County. I will pop right up, hit that subscribe button for weekly content. And again, thank you guys so much for watching / listening. I greatly, greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Again, if there's something I can ever do for you, please do not hesitate to reach out. Instagram, DM, Danny M. Cronin, hit me up on YouTube. I'll put my contact information below so you have someone to reach out to if that arrives. But that's going to wrap this one up, guys. Again, follow it. Weekly content every single Friday. Thank you so, 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 so much. And we'll see you all on the next one.